Is my darling lying comfortably in his bed? Oh, sweet boy, feeling all snuggly all of a sudden. Just a minute ago you were protesting. I know. You're my good boy, huh? What shall I read you today? Oh, does little one want mummy to pick a story? Well, I don't think you need a fable. You're already my good boy. You brushed your teeth, put on your PJs, and climbed into bed all on your own. And now all you're missing is some good sleep, and your stuffy, which is, well, underneath me. Oops, been lying on it. Sorry, here you go. Flipping through the pages of this book, it appears we've already read the majority. Oh, wait, I like this one. The City Mouse and the Country Mouse. Oh, you're my little mice, aren't you? Oh, aren't you? Who's my little mouse? Squeak. Squeak for me. Squeak, squeak. Oh, you cute. You're such a good boy. A city mouse once visited a relative who lived in the countryside. For lunch, the country mouse served wheat stalks, roots, and acorns with a dash of cold water for drinking. The town mouse ate very sparingly, nibbling a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But by her manner, making it very plain that she ate the simple food only to be polite. After the meal, the friends had a long talk, or rather the town mouse talked about her life in the city, while the country mouse listened. They then went to bed in a cozy nest in the hedgerow, and slept in quiet and comfort until morning. In her sleep, the country mouse dreamed she was a town mouse with all the luxuries and delights of city life that her friend had described for her. So the next day, when the town mouse asked the country mouse to go home with her to the city, she gladly said yes. When they reached the mansion in which the town mouse lived, they found on the table in the dining room the leavings of a very fine banquet. There was sweetmeats and jellies, pastries, delicious cheeses, and indeed the most tempting food that a mouse can imagine. But just as the country mouse was about to nibble a dainty bit of pastry, she heard a cat mew loudly and scratched at the door. In great fear, the mice scurried to the hiding place where they lay quite still for a long time, hardly daring to breathe. When at last they ventured back to the feast, the door opened suddenly and in came the servants to clear the table, followed by the house dog. The country mouse stopped in the town mouse's den only long enough to pick up her carpet bag and umbrella. You may have luxuries and dainties, but I have not, she said as she scurried away, but I prefer my plain food and simple life in the country with the peace and security that goes with it. The end. Moral of that story, even though I said I wasn't going to read a fable, my little mouse, squeak squeak, is poverty with security is better than plenty in the midst of fear and uncertainty. Is my little baby asleep?